The two-story, 25,000-square-foot Piratrovich building is located on 12th Street near Mountain View Manor. The Petersburg Indian Association bought it late last year and has moved its offices there. This spring, the PIA offered the city most of the bottom floor of the facility at far below market rate. City officials considered leasing it for a new police headquarters. With other potential renters waiting in the wings this month, the tribal government asked the city to make a decision fairly soon. PIA's Ben Johnson spoke with the council Monday night.
And I'm not going for a tough sell. We just want to make sure that everyone knows it is time. We're on a time frame here because there are other people who want to rent some spots in the building. The tribe feels very strongly that we need a public safety building that's not, you know, sinking into the ground, and they just want to make this available to the city.
The offer included $300,000 worth of renovations work. It was more than a reasonable offer, according to Police Chief Dale Stone. Stone said the space would be a huge improvement over the department's current cramped space in the sinking 50-year-old municipal building.
We do have a dire need for a police department. This would be more efficient. This would be safer for employees, safer for prisoners. The $300,000 that was talked about, I'm not certain that would cover all of our renovations and the cost of constructing a jail. Those kind of costs are pretty high, but I'm not sure if we could get in there without spending any money. But of course, the move up there would take a little bit. The main drawback, of course, is that annual lease.
Stone estimated the new space would cost the city about $60,000 a year, including utilities. He worried that the city could end up cutting personnel in order to pay that cost during tough economic times.
I would be very concerned, and particularly how we know the economy is right now, and nobody has a crystal ball for next budget year or the following. I am reluctant to recommend that we take that very appealing offer from PIA.
Stone said the Public Safety Advisory Board had talked about the issue at length. Another concern was trying to keep the police department in the core downtown area. If the Forest Service ever decided to move out of the downtown federal building, Stone thought that would be a perfect location for a police department and a city hall. Another more temporary option they discussed was moving the police department into the current fire hall once a new fire station is constructed. The fire hall project's currently in the planning stages. So considering all this, Stone said several of his staff and the Public Safety Board recommended against moving to the Piratrovich building. And the counselors agreed. Lee Corio.
It seems that for an entity apart from the city to make an offer like this is very generous, and that it... If we were a business and didn't have other options that were looming on the horizon, it would be a very lucrative and positive thing. But with other options looking very probable for us in the future, it just doesn't seem wise to pursue it at this time.
The council voted unanimously against leasing space in the Piratrovich building. Also this week, the City Council approved a $234,000 bid for demolition of the old pool building. The bid also includes demolition of an old house on land the city recently purchased adjacent to the South Harbor parking lot on Singley Alley. All three bids for the project were from local businesses, and the winner was The Mill Incorporated. The city's harbors will get more raw fish tax money than expected this year. Petersburg's share of this year's raw fish tax revenue was over $773,000. That's more than $100,000 over last year and $70,000 more than the city had planned on. As city manager Richard Underkoffler explained, the money will make a difference in the harbor.
The council recently changed its policy as to how much is retained by the general fund and how much goes to the Port and Harbor Fund. So as a result of that resolution, we're going to be moving $373,000 and some change over to the Port and Harbor Fund. That should mitigate the need for any necessity for rate increases or budget cuts in that fund.
Meanwhile, the city is awaiting the results of its harbor user survey, which went out with this month's harbor billing. So far, the city has received over 70 responses to the questionnaire. In other city news, the council unanimously agreed to apply for a $2 million grant to help pay for the second phase of licensing work for a proposed hydroelectric plant at Ruth Lake in Thomas Bay. The city would need to kick in another $500,000 as a match, including permitting, design, and construction. The entire project is estimated to eventually cost $110 million. Meanwhile, this week, the city council decided to seek state grant funding to pay for the installation of zincs to help stop the deterioration of pilings in the middle and south harbors. The project cost is $480,000, half of which would be covered by the grant. The city would have to put up the other half as a local match. And the council started the ball rolling to set up a new finance committee. Councilors have been interested in restarting that ad hoc committee, which reviews spending and revenue and budget issues and makes recommendations to the city council as a whole. Mayor Al Dwyer agreed it was a good idea and proposed formalizing it.
I think, you know, the more people look at the finances of the city, the better off we are. But I think we need to codify it. We need to put it in the city code. There's no requirement. There's no... they don't even talk about the finance committee, how it's set up, what their duties are, what they're supposed to do, how often they're supposed to meet, how many's on it, all this other stuff.
With council concurrence, Dwyer appointed councilors Melinda Hofstad, Ed Sarf, and Lee Corio to the ad hoc committee. The city manager will prepare an ordinance to codify the committee in city code. It will be reviewed by the ad hoc committee and then voted on by the full council. In other decisions this week, councilors voted unanimously to ask Petersburg's legislators to propose naming the state's South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal after former Inter-Island Ferry Authority board member and city councilor Richard Dewey Duvall, who recently passed away. They also voted to ask that the Hammerslough Bridge on Mitkoff Highway be named after one of the town's founding pioneers, Louis Miller. This summer, the council renamed the city-owned bridge downstream on Hammerslough after another founding pioneer, Rasmus Inge. Also this week, the City Council finalized the rezoning of 74 acres of privately owned uplands at 175 Mitkoff Highway from single-family residential to commercial. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.